I believe he redeemed us from every curse. Not only the curse of the law, even the curse of the land. Why? Without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission. Do you know what they put on his head when he was about to die? What? Tongue. Of what? When they pressed that thing to the head, what happened? Blood came out. That means what? Atonement for what?
For the land.
For the land. That means for your life, your land can never again be for what? Why? Because it was atoned for. What is atonement? It's payment. Hey. Sinibo, are you still here? Atonement is payment. It's not about God have mercy over me and heal me. Some people are thinking, why will God heal me? You know, I went, somebody was, one of my friends came yesterday and was telling, no, on Friday, telling me about there's nothing God cannot do. And I don't know how to correct him. The minister is sick and is trying to say, you know, it's not too hard for God to heal. There's nothing God cannot do. And I was wondering. That means we are saying that it's God that delay you. The what? Is that not true? Is that not true? The way you are talking. There's nothing God cannot do. God can. So if the man is not here, is who? Is who? Don't think about it. Is that fair on God?
No.
Why should God be holding a man in sickness, a minister?
No.
See our thinking. I say we are praying and trying to change his mind. That God, you know, we are praying hard now. Abba, we are your children now. Why don't you just have mercy over us and do what? And heal. See that thinking. That thinking portrays God as what? Mean. Your servant. Serving you. Your servant. Laboring for you. And you holding him in sickness. What type of God is that? No wonder the children rebel against that type of a God. Why the things are not happy with us, that if this is your God, I don't want anything to do with him. They must have peace to him, like Ogun and Shango. You know what they do for Shango now? He said, let us appease the God. For him to do what? Have mercy. What type of God are we serving? Then my thinkable, my God is good. Say, but my God is good. So he said to me, it's your year of rest. Anybody's
my year of rest.
And I begin to understand what he meant by saying, it's my year of rest. Somebody said, Tosin, you must travel this year. And I said, well, I don't. He said, no, you must. He was the one doing all the running around to do everything. To make the phone call, to ask, okay, take the phone, Phil, take this one, fourth. Then it's my year of rest. When is your year of rest, men will run around for you. Did you hear that? God will steer men, he will steer their heart, he will steer their heart. And I have news for you, someone is here this morning, it's your year of rest.
Amen.
Not only your year of rest, continually to the end of your life, if Christ tarries. Help us, divine help us. We connect you on every front, every side in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Men ought to pray. Anyone, can we pray? Today, I want to be very fast. What? He said we should labor to enter that rest. So, he said to me, a paradox. How can you say it's my year of rest? And he said, as again, labor to enter that rest. What does that mean? Anyone, you here? It's your year of rest, your year of marriage, it's your year of fruitfulness, it's your year of abundance, it's your year of health, it's your year. Can I hear somebody?
Amen.
We must learn to respond with amen. You know, there was a people who were doing a drama. And some of these are true. In the spiritual realm, we have angels moving around and demons doing what? Is that not true?
Yes.
Is that not true? It's true. Bible says to us in the book of Revelation that angels, they bring to God a vial full of what? Prayer of the saints. That means when you are praying, what are they doing? And going where? And even the story of Jacob, when the ladder came down from heaven, angels are what? That means some people's life there are trust angels. Bible say angels are acting to the voice of what? Command. The corollary is true also. Is that not true? If you turn it around. Some words attract who? I cannot hear somebody. Some prayers attract who? Fire prayer. Send that to the kill them. Who kills? Who kills anybody? Who kills? Who has come to steal? To kill? Who? So when you pray those prayers, what happens to your life? Demons must come near to help you do what? Angels will not help you. So some people gather demons around their life by the virtue of their ignorance. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. We are blessed. Abu now said we should labor to enter that rest. What is that labor? I will show you. John chapter 6. Quickly. John, labor to enter that rest. Why must we labor to enter that rest? What is that labor? When you hear the word labor to you, it means strenuous, it means energy, it means something like that. Say, why should I be laboring? If it's my year of rest. Praise God, somebody. 6:28. Okay, read from Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Let me make it faster and easier for us. Read from verse 24. John 6:24. I want to read from Amplified Bible, if you don't mind. So the people, finding that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, themselves got into small boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, you have been searching for me, not because you saw the miracles and signs, but because you were fed with loaves and were filled and satisfied. Did you hear that? Some people are in church because Brass and still very plenty. See verse 27 in my own Bible. Stop toiling and doing and producing for the food that perishes and decomposes. But strive and work and produce rather for the lasting food which endures unto life eternal. The Son of Man will give you that. For God the Father has authorized and satisfied him and put his zeal of endorsement upon him. Did you hear that? Nowadays, if you must be anything, any place, you must be what? Certified. Am I true?
Yeah.
If you are an engineer, you do some courses, you must be certified by Microsoft, by Cisco, by who again? But in your own profession, I don't know who is certifying them, but somebody must certify you. They must endorse you. They must put their seal where? You know, I have a lawyer friend one day, even he's an in-law. He also used his stamp. There you go. Just to boost stamp. Is that not true? But so then you also say, give me your stamp to stamp something. It's not his fellow's work. Just to stamp. You are taking about 50K. Bible says here, listen to me. About the master. The Father has authorized, certified, put seed of endorsement upon him. Verse 28. Help me read somebody from your own Bible. 28. Then said they unto him,
what shall we do?
That we might walk. We might walk the work of what?
God.
29. See. Before that, say, people are asking all the time, what must we do? How many days should we fast? How many all nights should we go for? What can we do? Every man loves to be told what to do. Men love to be told what to do. They want to be involved in it. If you say just believe, they say no, it's just. If you do night or night, 40 days, then we can believe God for something. Men always want to do something. And no wonder the Israelites, they are missing God. Romans 9 said about them, though they are called of God, though they are born of God, though they know they are called of God, but seeking their own way of righteousness, ignoring what the master has done. That is something God has done on your behalf. Say, what, which work must we do, pastor? Next verse, man. What's it now? Jesus now answered unto them. This is the work. Say, what is the work? This is the work. What the work now?
That you believe.
Hey, are you sure? What is the work? What's the work, sir? What is the work? Does that make sense? Say, what is the work, sir? To be able to make millions. He said, just believe. He said, no, it cannot be that simple now. You don't know, but for the past 7 years, I've been looking for a husband. Looking for work. Just to believe. It cannot be like that now. Who will lay hand? How many pastors will come? It's only to believe. What is believing? Believing is what he has done. When you believe the word of God, you must confess that word openly. You must act on that word. You are believing God for a revival somewhere and you are praying. And after they pray for a year, somebody say, it's either this God is dead or I'm tired. I'm going home. I would say, we should pray and believe. Okay, we are prayed. I'm going home. We believe. That night, the Bible broke out in that place. What happened? Somebody just believed God. The only one. Wallowing in pool of unbelief. Many prayers we are praying in unbelief. You are praying to see a sign. You are praying to see God move. You are praying. The word of God is not enough for you. What must we do? They told you before, when you fast, you are holy, you don't fight, you don't abuse anybody, you don't fornicate, you don't all those things are the works of man. And if God will answer you based on that, that means what? Christ's death is in vain. Are you here, church? Apostle, are you still here? Is anybody, are you here? Let me tap anybody. Anybody, are you still here? Let me tap anybody. Say, are you still here? Let me tap, tap. Let me tap. When I say tap, I know my mean tap, tap, tap. Remember, pray for me. Tap them. Tap them. Some things you don't. I want us to think about these things because sometimes it's tough on men. The one that knows, when you understand, tell what which work must we do. How many fasting must we go? How many prayer must we pray? Believe. Which work must we do? The neighbor, please believe God. They could not enter the rest because of unbelief. Where God is taking you to, sir, does not require any labor of your part. You know, when I came in the morning, we were trying to ask a question about how do you sing, make a joyful noise in your heart to God. People answer me in a wonderful way. And I tried to be deliberate last Sunday, this Sunday, to stir your heart to understand if you come early, how somebody can make a joyful noise. How you can sense his presence. How you can talk to him as a friend. All those things, they are not laboring. Is you are cultivating friendship with who? Do you hear me? Okay, let me just make an example. Which one now? Praise God, somebody. You are a Christian. I believe you. You are good people. I believe you. Some people in this assembly have known them for many years. Some are just knowing them. You know, it's a lot easier for me to take the word of Dr. Odeji. It's a lot easier for me than to take a word of, just for an example. I might just know you for the past 1 year. Ask your hand up. Just one, last 1 year. I just know you for the past 1 year. Okay. Just 1 year. I know you for the past 1 year. 1 year. Listen. He both give me their word on the same issue. And we have to work small to believe him. Though I know he meant well. But our relationship is not yet to that level. Am I communicating? But because we've known ourselves for a long while. It's easier on me to take his word. Why? Relationship. Say, I have called you into what? Fellowship with the Father. Many of us cannot take God's word on the face value because we are not working in relationship with him. We are mechanical. Are you somebody? How to say faith comes by hearing, and by hearing God's word. When some people are praying, you think they are doing a lot of work. Hey, it's good to, but no. It's not like that. It's not. I can't just come to my. Also, you come to my office, Pastor. I'm a man. How would I feel? Let me also say, hey, you just. How would I feel? How will I feel? He's not communicating now. If you have a friend, and whenever you go to that your friend, he must always hear you. If you go there for an hour, you speak for an hour, and you carry your Bible and your bag and you are going. How long will that friendship last? How will it last? Even when you say you are coming, they say no. Say tell him I'm busy. The only thing we must do is to learn how to communicate with him. Relationship. Which work must we do to enter our rest? Is it belief? Is anybody believe? I want to submit to you, brethren. That thing you think is hard, to woman is hard. On the other side, is a normal way of life. I say, in this year, I don't know what you are looking for. Tell me about your year of rest. Will you believe the report of the Lord? Tell me about I believe. This morning, you say, don't believe for small things. Believe for great things. Tell me you can smile. If it depends on your fasting, forget it. If it depends on your prayer, forget it. If you believe, you will rejoice. Don't stay in hope. Hope is not believing. God will heal my friend. God will heal my father. It's not believing. It's what? Hope. You are hoping. You are thinking. You are praying that God one day you will be less wicked and have mercy over brother, the one holding him now. Even if I were in your shoe, I would have healed him. Is that not true? I would have done that. But you are a bit wicked than me. But when you change your mind, heal what? And when I pray, I turn his hand. That's okay now. You pray enough. Okay. Be healed. Is that the way it works? If it does not work in that way for your healing, why do you think it will work in that way for your prosperity? Why do you think you must labor and toil? When Christ received thorn, they put it in his skull. If you get home, just take a pin. Don't use thorn. Just take one pin. Ask your wife, if you have a good wife. Ask the wife to put something here so your hand will not go like this. Just put a pin and put it. How will you be? If we say, I love you, you want to put a finger. Will you put your head here? Imagine thorn. I don't know about you, but maybe I've seen some thorn before. You know, it's hard, something like this. Even on your skin, how would it be? They scorch it on the head. When it went inside, blood came out. I say it's an atonement. It's a payment. Hey, people, sir, it's a payment. People are thinking it's a mercy of God. No, he paid for your prosperity. He paid for your health. He paid for your abundance. He paid for you to get married. He paid it all. He paid it all. It's a payment. If you understand it's a payment, it's a right for you to take what belongs to you. The price has been paid already. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. I don't know what you have asked this morning. Who will believe the report of the law? Who will believe? It's an atonement. It's a payment. Those that believe, there shall be a perfection this day in their life. Those that believe the report of the law for prosperity, for your marriage, for your children, for that thing. Will you believe God this morning? All you need is to believe. Who will believe this morning? In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Help me hold your friend's hand. Because this year something awesome must happen. Amen. The word of God has gone ahead of you. I tear heaven open for you. All something will happen. Your mind is set to case. Truthfulness is set to. He makes no difference. Who will believe the report of the Lord this week? That shall be manifestation. Open your mouth. I believe. That lifting in your life. That promotion in your life. That increase in your life. For you will call all things are possible. You live your days in that. You live your days in what? It is one with your so you are blessed. Going down, you are blessed. Coming in. Hey, mola barama rabarabo. If God be for you, who can be against you? God is for you. I lay hold on him. Things that are wicked, it is my wicked. Things that are mother, it is my mother. It's set time for me. It's set time for me. My family, you are healing. You are strong. You are whole. You are blessed. You are faithful. In the name of the Lord, Israel, with my work, Israel, with my home, Israel, with my children, they are mighty in the land, they serve the Lord, Israel, with my body, Israel, going out, Israel, coming in, I eat the good of the land, I lay down in their millions, I'm a landlord in Lagos, I believe, I receive it. I believe, I receive it. I believe, I receive it. Abundance is my lot. Prosperity is my portion. I Lord, it is before. I believe God. In Jesus' mighty name, it has been paid for. To get a good job in the land has been paid for. To be heard and not be tail has been paid for. To walk in favor with God and with men has been paid for. It's an atonement, brethren. All things are yours. You will eat the good of the land. You will not beg. You will not beg. True prosperity, his kingdom shall be expanded. Call to your hand, we expand his kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You are above only, you are not beneath. Amen. I had a word now. Hear the word of God quickly. It makes no difference, brethren. I see men that God Almighty, they will buy where they are walking. They will buy up where they are walking. Buy up the your enemy property. Amen. Where they are easy to oppress you, you will buy the place. Amen. You will buy the place. Amen. Who will believe? You say, I've been to a land where you have not labored. You will possess houses you have not built. Amen. That is the word of God to Israelites. But they refuse to believe. And they could not possess because of unbelief. I bring you God's word today. Who will believe God's report? Father, I spoke your word. As many that believe, because through prosperity, your kingdom will be expanded. Let that be a perfection. Let that be a performance. In Jesus' mighty name. Mary said, be unto me according to your word. Father, I receive this word this morning. My heavens are open. I possess the gates of my enemies. I let the nations. Lord, I believe. Lord, I receive. And this month is my month of testimony. I will testify. I will testify. I will testify. I'm just thank your Father. Thank God for abundance. I see abundance. I see surplus. All is a met. I see no. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Every head bow, every eye close. You are here this morning and you say, Pastor, I want to be born again. I believe. Jesus Christ died for my sin. I believe. He was made poor for me to become rich. I believe. And be free from sin and the effect of sin. Anybody here this morning, just put your hand to your Father in heaven quickly. You know you are not born again. And you need the Holy Ghost baptism with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Be very fast. It's your Father's house. He loves you. He wants to bless you. And he loves anybody in the house. One. Anybody else? Please come, sir. Come, sir. Anybody else? Come, sir. Holy Ghost baptism of salvation. Which one? Which one do you want? Pastor, sir. Just telling. Anybody else? It's a gift of God. He loves you. He will enable you. He will give you power. He will give you strength. He will give you energy. He will give you ideas. He will be prospering in the land. A name in the land. A name in the land. A name in the land. God loves you. Delights in your prosperity. He is your father. I believe. Anybody here? You know you're praying in tongues. Some of us are just keeping quiet. If you are here at this morning, please, I want to beg you. Come on, receive the gift of God. It's a free gift of God. It will empower you. It will energize you. A new idea will come. I believe. Do you believe? You respond when you believe. You do something, God's word, you act on it. In Jesus' mighty name. Please have your seat. Eh? Have your seat. Offering time. Offering time. Offering time. Bible says, give, give me unto you good measure, press down, shaking what? Together shall men get to your bosom. If you are ready with your offering, be quickly packing your offering to your father. Is able to multiply your season. He will 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 multiply it. Your tithe to your father. You give it to your father. Offer it to your father. He will multiply. Give as unto him. Give joyfully. Give with excitement. Open your mouth and bless your seed. Bless that seed. He gives seed to the sower. He gives seed to the sower. Oh, mama, rama, rama, vola, rama, shandrama, omola, garama, rafandu, brakabarabaya. Offering, tithe, offering, mashadi, marabra, tete, rama, rafra, manini, nana, nonobo. He gives seed to the sower. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Rama Sahama. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please look at me carefully. Look at me carefully. We give to people this voucher. And to me, it's deliberate. So God can bless your life. And we have here tithe, missionary offering, building offering, others. Do it as unto the Lord. And expect God to multiply your seed soon. I call on our deaconess Osime to bless our offering all the time. Please go with my help me to bless the offering. And say, neighbor, I will lay down their millions. You believe that? Say, do you believe that? Say, neighbor, I will lay down their millions. Say, neighbor, I will lay down in millions.
Shall we raise our offerings unto the Lord? I don't know what it is, but speak to that offering. Speak into the Lord's ear. Because the Lord says, as you have spoken in my ear, so shall it be. And let's lay hold unto what the Lord himself has said. And so, Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, O Lord God, because one of the ways, Lord God, that we can enter into our rest, Lord, is by giving. Because giving is one of the things that you have mandated us to do. And so, Father, we give joyfully. We do not give grudgingly. But we give joyfully, Lord God. And we know that the heavens will be opened unto us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father in heaven, we call forth the abundance of the seeds and the wealth of the Gentiles, and they come unto us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, by our giving today, Lord God, we say kings will open the two-leaved gates unto us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh yes, and they will come to our rising. They will celebrate us, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you because the seed which we are sowing today, Lord God, will go forth. Lord, it will be used for the expansion of your kingdom. And Father, our profiting will appear to all men in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you multiply what it is we give. Not just onefold, not twofold, Father God, but a thousandfold in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name, O God. And we thank you for this opportunity to give. In Jesus' name we have prayed with thanksgiving.
Amen. I have a father, you will never, never.